Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series 2019. I am so excited to join you today. My name is Diane Byron. I am the host of the Money Flow Masterclass, and our founder, Sharina Mayani, has gathered over 40 experts who are going to help you manage your mind, manage your energy, and learn to master the mindset, the energy, and the flow that's going to help you create an epic business and life. And one of the experts we've gathered, Raika Yagbai, is so going to be powerful for you because we're going to be talking about dating, relationships, and money all together because it's so connected. Raika is the CEO and founder of Dating with Confidence. She's a certified dating and relationship coach. She works with high-achieving and ambitious single women through her Quality Men method and shows them how to break the repeated patterns of attracting the same wrong guys, reprogram their dating operating system, and find their lifelong partner. She's been featured in Your Tango, Blog Talk Radio, Nourishing Real Talk, Kern 670 AM, Guys Guy Radio, Bustle, Elite Daily, The Bright Side of Life, and Learn It Live. She coaches women virtually by phone or Skype all around the world through private sessions, group classes, and do-it-yourself online courses. Thank you for joining me, Raika. I'm so excited to learn from you today.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So just before we jumped on the call, we did talk about how love and money is connected. And I know you're going to have some dating tips a little bit later in this interview, but I also wanted to kind of get into why love and money is so connected and how we do one thing is how we do everything.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, you know, I believe that it all goes back to our deservability. And I don't know, I probably have made up that word. I don't even know if that word exists in the English language. Does it? Deservability? So here it is. It goes back to your ability to know if you deserve something truly from your core. And that goes back to the programming of your brain, the way you subconsciously relate to the world of to the world around you and to having of what it is that you want to have. So love and money go very hand in hand because they're both on the top priority of human desire. Mm-hmm. You know, they both bring comfort, happiness, a better life. Mm-hmm. And when a person is programmed to have not be able to have what they want, or come from a place of scarcity or, you know, lack, or hardship, you know, that's when they start hitting the wall with love and money. I mean, we could go deeper in this, but it really goes back to, if I want to put it all in one word, and if you ladies want to take notes, which I strongly suggest you get your pen and paper and do that, is you want to write down the word identity. It all goes back to your identity, the way you identify with these two things.
Can you explain a little bit more about that and how we discover our identity and create that relationship? Because I think that would be really important.
So identity is the way we relate to the world around us. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to that, you know, programming, you know, when I say that I help women reprogram their dating operating system, basically what that means is I'm helping women work with their subconscious patterns that affect their conscious behavior, right? So let's say, what is identity? You see this time and time again that, and I'm not talking about everybody, I'm talking about most people. Most people who grow up with money, they grow up knowing that money is so easy to have because they grew up around it. Their parents had it. It's in their consciousness's DNA, mm-hmm. or subconscious's DNA. And they relate to the world around them with abundance, with finer things, with a better life, with comfort, and they find it to be part of their being. Again, I said most people, because I know some of you who are listening to this are like, but my father was very successful and I can't make the same money. So just bear with me so you can understand the structure. It's the same thing with poor people. Time and time again, we see that if somebody was raised in a world that there isn't a lot of money, for generations coming, they stay in that kind of like class of income, right? Mm-hmm. So then we see people like Oprah or Tony Robbins or even Trump,
right?
Right? So these people, let's go to Oprah. She grew up in poverty. And she grew up in a very unstable environment. But then she decides to change her identity. And that basically means that you take a stand for what you want, for what you deserve. Now, it's so much easier. It's not just like you take a stand and you just say, hey, you know, I'm going to have love today. But basically what people like her, like Tony Robbins, and many, many others, I mean, you know, I'm calling these two people because most public knows about them. But, you know, I mean, there are so many coaches that you can look at, you know, like James Wetmore, you know, Jim Fortin, my mentor, you know, these people didn't come from a lot. And they decided to change their vibration. And this is what we need to understand. As humans, we're electromagnetic beings. So electro is our brain and magnetic is our emotions. So, and you can't deny that because we get, you know, what is that? Shocked, you know, when our heart stops.
Right.
So your emotions in which, and this is the lesson that I want you to take away because, you know, a lot of these calls that we do is like just alluding to it. So I'm like literally giving you something to work with. So this is lesson number one. Write it down because your emotion is the magnetic part. Emotions are vibrations. And when you relate to, and this is easy, you just go on Google and you ask for like the emotional vibration chart. It's available. You can just go get it. And you will see love at the very top. It's the highest vibration of emotion. And then, you know, it goes down and you can see what all these different emotions are on the chart. But when you vibrate with love and when you constantly reprogram your brain, which is basically the reptilian part of your brain, which is in the back of your head, and I know I'm giving you a lot, but just bear with me because you can replay this and listen to it over and over. When you reprogram the habit brain or a reptilian brain, that means you keep going back. And when you tell yourself stuff like, I don't deserve it, or will I have this, or I can't get money, or I can't get enough clients, There are no good men out there. You know, all the good men are taken. And you clean up all these messages that you're giving yourself. One by one, you start teaching your reptilian brain to think otherwise. It's all about habit, and habits are there to help us survive. Like when you see a red light, you don't think, well, do I stop or do I go? Your habit brain immediately tells you to stop. Right. When it's nighttime, you don't say, well, do I sleep or do I wake up to work? Your habit brain is, so habit brain is required. We need it. But sometimes when these messages have been given to us generation after generation, like for example, one of the most common things that we have learned is money doesn't grow on trees. Well, it actually does, because money is paper and papers come from trees.
Love it. That's amazing.
Right?
Love it.
So we say this nonsense to ourselves and blindly, without taking control of our reptilian brain. Because see, the prefrontal cortex of our brain, which is the conscious part, needs to start actively dominating the reptilian brain and telling the reptilian brain what it wants to be habit.
So how do we do that? Like, what's some tips on how we can reprogram our reptilian brain?
So that, first of all, one of the most, I'm like, what is the word? English word. Oh, la, la, la. Sorry, that's not making fun of. Somebody asked me when I do that, like, are you making fun of Native Americans? I'm like, no, that's a Persian thing. We do that because I'm an Iranian American. So that's totally like when we celebrate, we say, oh, la, 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 la. Anyway, so just wanted to clear that, because we live in times that we need to be clear about our message. So, okay, so how do we say that? So here's the thing. I mean, how do we reprogram? One of the most effective ways of reprogramming our brain is hypnosis. Okay. And I strongly recommend that. I've been very vocal recently about my struggle with depression and anxiety. And I have it. And anxiety has been something that has been with me for since my 20s, like early 30s. Mm-hmm. And just 2 weeks ago. No, kidding. It got really bad recently. I mean, like in February, it got to a point where I was paralyzed with it again. And this hypnosis has helped me to sit here and connect to my higher self, connect to that consciousness. And there is this app called Harmony, and I can even show you. It's Harmony by Darren Marks. And it looks like this. This is how it looks like, this purple thing.
Okay.
Right? Because if you put here, if you actually search for Harmony, there are other stuff that is going to come up. So you might want to put Harmony Darren Marks. Okay. And this is free. And the app, the one that I use is this, the first, the after the introduction, it says relax completely and build confidence. Mm-hmm. I listened to this. It's about 20 minutes. Darren Marks is one of the most well-known hypnotherapists. He's English. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about him. And so hypnosis is one of the best ways to do it. It's not meditation and it is not visualization. It's you know, you want to look for hypnotherapists that are, and you might want to do research on this. I'm sorry because I can't remember the name, but I think it's NEH, National... Sorry, hold on. No. National something, NOH, something, maybe National Organization of Hypnosis or something like that. Sorry, I can't remember. But you want to make sure that they're certified. Because back in the day, and I know there's a whole history about this, before capitalism took over, really, hypnosis was part of our medical process. And then, of course, because it wasn't profitable, now it's not. So that's one way. A simple way is by really taking, you know, doing a habit tracker. It's very simple. You just, you know, take a piece of paper and you put the names of the days, you know, and there's an app for this also, like just put habit tracker or something. Just put, you know, just make something like this and put the dates under it. And every day you say to yourself, well, I'm going to take a 20-minute walk today, right? And start small. Don't go big, because you really, your brain needs to get used to it. So, you know, that's why diets fail. You know, when we all go, you know, full commando, it's the brain. Yes, it's not going to work. So really just say, you know, today I'm, if you're so used to taking sugar, you would say today I'm going to take, you know, half that amount or a quarter of that amount, or I'm going to cut a quarter of it. Right. And then every day you give yourself a star, and you do this, you know, for like, I don't know, sorry, here. You yeah. do that for like, you know, 10 days. And then the next 10 days, make it half. And the next 10, that's how I cut dairy out of my, you know, I was getting a lot of acne. I mean, a lot of acne. I'm 45 years old. Like, why the hell am I getting so much acne? You know? And I cut that, and it was so hard because I love cheese, and I took coffee. I stopped coffee. I mean, I was a coffee addict.
Wow.
Every day I had my coffee. I could not start working, and I can't even smell coffee right now. It's like, ugh.
So you could even use the habit tracker to remind yourself to, like, that money does grow on trees, like to say it a certain number of times a day or something like that. Would that be effective? Or
yes, yes. You wanna, so yes, you want, yes. So one of the things that you could do, because here's the thing, affirmations are BS, they don't work.
Okay.
Until we believe them, right?
Right.
So the most, that's why, you know, people buy all these books, blogs, vlogs, they read it. And if they could find love through that, you know what, everybody would have a marriage out of my website, because there's so much resource on my website.
Right.
But here's the thing, this is where mentors come in, because you need to have someone who's going to help you dig deep and clean up your vibration, because your emotions are your vibration. And though that's where people need to start the change. The shift doesn't come by telling yourself, it's not cognitive. It's by emotions. Our emotions are vibrations. When we vibrate at a high level, then what do? We act at a high level. Right. So you can tell yourself money doesn't grow on trees, but if you're not going to take action that day because you really don't vibrate at that level, and that's what's so different about this that I'm teaching.
Right. So it's almost like, maybe a different way to use the habit tracker is when you feel yourself feeling that money doesn't grow on trees or there are no good men out there, you can make a note of it and be like, okay, well, that's not true, or whatever you want to say, you know, to yourself, and then go for like, okay, I thought that 5 times today, and then 4 times, you know, to lower it. Would that be an effective?
Yes. Yes. That's a very good point. So, okay. So how do we basically use the habit tracker for our patterns around finding love or finding, you know, or getting more clients? Mm-hmm. This is the same thing, right? So sales calls, dating, it's all dating. It's all an interview. It's all about getting to know people. Right. So here's the thing that you want to do. You really need to, first off, start again, goes back to identity. What does that mean? I always tell my clients, it's the being, a B, capital B, capital E. Mm-hmm. Who are you being today? Because the way you want to be, then you are going to act that way. So let's say your habit tracker is to what is going to help you vibrate at a higher energy? See, that's the thing. That's why I don't tell you to go and write these, you know, slogans, which you can find like 600,000 of them on Facebook. And you know what? I'm one of them who puts them out there too. It's not that it's bad, but we see them, but we don't do anything about it. We look at it, we smile, we're like, oh, that's so profound. But we don't do anything about it. You want to make sure that, are you being these slogans?
Right.
That means when you feel when you say to yourself, let's say you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm not going to find love today. It's impossible. Or I'm not going to find money, or I'm not going to get, you know, a man. And I mean, sorry, a client. Sorry, I teach about men so much that I just automatically say men. So right there, you want to make sure that you track, what are you telling yourself? What message came out of your mouth or your subconscious that got recorded back up here and affirmed again? And it doesn't stop there. Okay. Then what are you going to do? So I would say for habits, this is what I do. I don't go to affirmations. If I want to make more money, I think about, or if I want to find love, I want to vibrate at a level of serving and love and gratitude and happiness, right? So what do I do? What are the things that makes me happy? I think about it. So walking makes me happy. Not having sugar makes me have a more clear mind. Not having dairy makes me have more clear mind. Meditating makes me have more clear mind. So I track my habit on those things.
Got it.
Not on what I say to myself. Because when I do my my hypnosis or my meditation or walking, I start changing.
Got it.
My hormones or whatever, you know, I'm not a doctor. So all those whatever is starting to work. Right. They start working.
Right.
And we're so perfect as humans that even somebody like me who gets anxiety, I mean, if I can get myself out of the slump, so can you. Not this, I want to open a parenthesis here because I absolutely know that there are those of us who struggle with depression. And it's much bigger than just listening to a hypnosis. But I know of people who are bipolar who have been able to change their being. I know of people who have overcome trauma. So I luckily don't have that depression where I needed to be, you know, like higher treatments, but I do take medication for it and I do take care of myself. I'm very aware of that. And there are days that I let it go. And then of course I, you know, pay for it.
Right. I love your authenticity. It's beautiful and it's powerful because we get to have those conversations too.
And because, you know, I think there's a trend between coaches, which I strongly encourage we change this. And since your people, I'm guessing a lot of them are coaches and entrepreneurs, stop the BS. Stop acting like we have it all together, because that is just so against growing up.
Right.
We don't. And you know it. And there's no reason to just put our happy face on Instagram and put this, you know, when people, you want to get more clients, be more of yourself. And I guarantee you there's going to be more people coming. You know, when I started being real about myself, I was just telling Diane, I work with women, and I had a guy last week come to me and I kept telling him, like, I literally was like, go. And he was like, no, I want to work with you because my friend found love and I know you can do this. And guess what? He's not just a guy. He's an Iranian man.
Wow.
Not that there's anything wrong with Iranian men, but we are a culture of chauvinism and men leading. So I told him, I said, listen, you and I, we're going to change the world. I just don't know what's coming.
I love it. And that's you showing up authentically and being in your power. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, and you've given us some great tips, like the hypnosis. I definitely wrote that down. And it's kind of like the hypnosis and the habit tracker.
Habit tracker, yeah.
Those two alone, and making sure you're doing the things that bring you in the high vibration that attracts the money and the love and all the things that you want.
Yes.
So I love it. And I know you have a free gift for our audience today. The broken picker solution just sounds amazing. I need you to explain it a little bit. It sounds fantastic.
So for those of you who are listening who are single, here's the thing. If you have educated yourself on sales and you know, and you take all these courses with all these coaches, and I know who you are because I'm one of them myself. You know, we are course collectors. So what does that mean? That means we value our education. But here is where most smart, high-achieving, ambitious, career-focused women go wrong, and then they stay single. And you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have love, good luck, because that money is not going to mean anything when you're leaving your legacy in this world.
Right.
So when you are going about your life, please understand that you need to educate yourself about your love life. We are not living in the 1800s or the early 1900s. Actually, the 1900s, because now we're in the 2000s, I forgot. In the 1900s, that dating was a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. Now we're dealing with technology and apps. And if you are not on it, that's like saying, I don't want to email. I want to send a letter. Put it in a bird and send the bird. That's what you're doing.
Right.
So you need to educate yourself. And the most important thing you can educate yourself on is to know how to read men so that you stop falling for something that has no basis. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, why am I dating coach? Because one who couldn't date then learns how to coach. So I had 11 men who cheated on me, including my fiance who left with a text message. So I figured out I'm the common denominator. Finally, you know, by grace of whatever, I had that enlightenment moment. And that's when I started working on me. It's never about the guys, because right. A guy who's not ready for a relationship is not a bad guy. He's not a match.
Right.
So right. You need to know how to fix that broken picker that keeps picking the wrong guys over and over and over repeatedly, who just have different faces.
Right.
And you know who you are. So what I want you to do is get this training and educate yourself on the four types of men who are out there in the dating world. They come across, there are tons of different types of men, but there are four types that come across as relationship ready. Three of them are false, and one of them is actually the relationship ready.
Got it.
Three of them, the player, the needy, and the non-committal quality casual man, they come across as the perfect man, and you fall for it over and over and over and over again. And meanwhile, they're telling you, I don't want a relationship. And you still stay with them. So get this training so that you can educate yourself on these types of men. And then the three steps you need to take in order to recognize these men. Because you need to know how to recognize them. It comes in an audio version for those of you who are super high achieving and don't have time. So you can listen to it when you're taking a shower. If you have one of those speakers that my life partner has, he listens to it in the shower. Or, you know, when you're driving. And it also comes in, you know, visually. If you are a reader, you like to download and you like to see images and stuff. I like that myself better. So
I love it. Yeah. That's an incredible gift. I'm so excited. I'm going to be downloading it myself.
Awesome. Yeah. And then join my Facebook group. Come sure. to my Facebook group and Dating Tips for Savvy Single Ladies. And I discuss a topic every week in that group.
Awesome. I love it. So all of you who are watching, you can just click the link in the speaker page and in your email, and you'll be able to download Raika's free gift. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for spending time with us today,
Raika. Of course.
You've given some great tips for attracting men, not finding, attracting men and attracting money. It's because it's all the same. It's all energy, right?
Yes. Remember, this is what I want to leave you with. You don't attract the wrong men, and you don't attract the wrong clients, or you don't attract poverty, or you don't attract lack of money. You accept it. So what are you accepting?
Oh, I love it. That's amazing. I'm definitely writing that one down. So thank you all for watching us and joining us for the Money Flow Masterclass. I will see you tomorrow in your inbox with another couple of amazing interviews, just like Raika's, on different topics. And thank you for joining us. And hit us up and send replies to the email that you received this interview on and let us know what you thought, what your biggest takeaways were. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.